My name is Karen Burkett, and I talk about money and business. This is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. There's a long list of U.S. cities competing for biotech companies and startups, their innovative products and ideas, and the high-paying jobs they bring. Places like Buffalo, Phoenix, Gainesville, and Miami. Miami's focus on the biotech industry has picked up steam in the last 2 years, in part because the University of Miami Life Sciences Technology Park opened. It's that building you see when you're driving on I-95 right before the exit onto the Dolphin, the one with the big sign with the orange and green U logo. Inside, the Miami Innovation Center leases offices and co-working areas on the first and third floors.
The space is built out with features that are needed in a science research lab, either for biology or chemistry.
Richard Schutz gave me a tour and his cell. He shows me things like emergency eye washes, ventilated fume hoods, an industrial ice machine. Stuff serious researchers want to see and proof that his space is indeed life sciences meets technology.
I really think we're on the verge of a point where we look back and we say to our children, there was a time when people died of heart disease. There was a time that people died of many, many diseases. And they say, they did? And you say, yeah, and we didn't have stem cells. You didn't have stem cells? This health district is a treasure trove of amazing research.
But this center isn't purely about established scientists. Almost 2 months ago, a new accelerator called Project Lift Miami joined the space. Accelerators fund and mentor companies for a few months in exchange for equity. In this case, all the companies that applied for funding had to be in healthcare. Five were chosen.
They designed it perfectly for us to come in here and intermingle. It wasn't an accident that they chose us all for this program.
Crystal Ice is the CEO of Alert.MD. Before she was accepted to the accelerator, she was living off savings and faith. She and business partner Dr. Dale Taylor developed their Alert.MD emergency identification system because of something he noticed at the hospital.
If an elderly person were to come into the ER and we just have a license to go by, we have no one to contact to let them know they're even in the hospital, much less find out their past medical history, medication allergies.
Taylor thought, what if there was just a button to push? Alert.MD was born, an app for your cell phone.
Well, it helps the physician obtain medical information that's important in patient care when the patient is unable to communicate that. So essentially, we are your voice when you don't have one.
It's basically an icon on your phone.
It is an icon on your phone, but it can be much more than that in the end. We're hoping to eventually, one of the reasons we're here is for marketing and to get hospitals, EMS systems, and the public actually using this application.
So this doctor, now technology entrepreneur, has come to Miami to accelerate the life of an idea. And innovation is what everyone at the park wants Miami to be known for. From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Karen Burkett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.